We are here to abet creation and to witness it, to notice each other's beautiful face and complex nature, so that creation need not play to an empty house. With these words by the New England author, poet, writer, Annie Dillard, I am very pleased to welcome all of you to our service today. Especially good to see you. I've sort of come in from some rather dreary weather, although it looks like it's beginning to clear a bit, and to be with us. And this is our very special service. Just a little bit later, you don't always see this kind of set up at the front every Sunday. And in just a little bit, Rick Mast and I will be taking our seats here to lead our service and to have him share some of his poems with you. We're very happy to have him here. Rick, it's great to see you. One announcement on Rick's behalf: his grandson is traveling with him, and he's developed some respiratory issues that if he could find a physician or someone who prescribes some antibiotics for him, that would be very good. If you could help Rick out on that score, any kind of suggestion for him.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Another way of putting it. Maybe you could have a word with him a little later if we could. Okay, thank you. I especially do want to welcome all of you who are visiting with us today. I always see new faces here every Sunday. It's great to have you here, whether it's for the first time or you're back from a previous visit. We're especially grateful to have you. Come back and see us as often as you can. If you'd like to learn a little more about our congregation and about the nature of Unitarian Universalism, please stop by our newcomers table and someone can meet and greet you there. In a few weeks, I think November the 13th, we will be receiving new members into our congregation. If you feel you're at the point where you'd like to be recognized and welcomed into the membership of this very fine religious community, you can also sign up and talk with our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, and she can attend to that.